This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com. Hello, welcome to Startup to Success with Maria. My very beautiful guest today is Navi Baga, who is known for being a social media creator, seasoned corporate leader, mindset mentor, and a women's leadership advocate. Naviksha's mission is to empower individuals and organize to unlock their true potential and realize their most flourished, synergized, and effective versions. Naviksha, I am so excited to have you on the show because I'm just obsessed about personal development, and I'm always searching for ways to hack the success and figure out my why, and not so much figure out the why lately, more like create the why, because I'm realizing I'm running out of time. In terms of, you know, age, I'm like, okay, I'm getting closer to the mid 40s. I gotta make those things reality. So I'm gonna jump in and start with my favorite question. Why are you doing what you're doing today?
Well, thank you for having me, Maria. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here. I'm completely enchanted by you. And oh, by the way, I pegged you somewhere around 25 mentally. So I am in the latter half of my fourth decade of life as well. And really, like so many women out there, I say especially women, I have spent literally years and decades trying to figure out for myself who it is I wanted to be once I grew up. And you know what? This now is my moment of truth in my life. I am confronted with growing up. It is fearsome. It is very intimidating. It is extremely invigorating and exciting as well. And I am ready for it. So you said, why mindset mentoring? Well, I have dabbled and, you know, actively dedicated a lot of my time, interest, passion in this space for about 25 years. I was 23 when I started out. And I did that as volunteer work, as passion, as self-development. And really, the learnings that personally happened for me through that journey. So whilst seemingly I was going and facilitating these workshops for other people, the actual life lessons were playing out in my own life. And there was so much transformation and growth happening for me. And here I am. I'm about to hit that big milestone in a few years. And finally, I want to go all out and chase my dreams and live them to the best that I can, which is why I'm here doing what I'm doing.
You are such an inspiration. You know, I do have the entrepreneurial background, but also the corporate background. And I, you know, I find myself encouraging women, especially, to start their own thing and make money on their own terms, because I'm like, listen, you are never truly going to be happy when you're in that corporate environment, sort of being another number and working up the ladder. What I want to talk a little bit about is about your experience in the corporate, especially IT, which is so dominated by men. And just so the audience can see that they're not alone in this journey. They could be, you know, in amazing corporate positions, but if they have a true calling that's just constantly this nagging voice that's saying, hey, you gotta, you know, tap into the things that you're passionate about. And I want people to get inspired and know that you can turn things that you're really passionate about and make a living for yourself. Ultimately, you know, it takes time, but just walk them through your journey. You know, how is it being in the corporate and then transitioning into content creation? And now, you know, being this amazing motivational sort of, you know, mindset mentor. That's huge. Mm-hmm. And mindset is important, not just for corporate people, but also for entrepreneurs, for mothers, for everybody in reality.
Yeah, so I really, you know, this corporate experience and journey in my life has been I feel very blessed for everything that I learned and got to experience and live out over the past decades in corporate IT and leadership roles as well. So for me, an immigrant in this country, it was that corporate opportunity and the American dream that got me into this land. And in the beginning, it was, you know, intimidating. I obviously look different. I speak different. And back then, it was even more profound. So a lot of it was about me just getting comfortable in my own skin, but also learning and adapting. And I'm a firm believer of, you know, owning your strengths, owning your individuality and uniqueness, but always constantly growing, learning, adapting, evolving. So both need to happen hand in hand. And the whole corporate experience gave me an opportunity to just, you know, grow and evolve myself as a person, my exposure, my experiences. And also, I've always enjoyed my job, you know, in that IT space, mostly with healthcare or pharmaceutical industries, working with the business, engaging in solutioning, vision setting, roadmap setting, managing dependencies, prioritizing the portfolio, and then overseeing the implementation, execution, delivery, benefits, realization of the same. So that was very gratifying to me. I thoroughly enjoyed it. But then in parallel, on the side, this whole wellness and mental health track was always so active and bubbling and thriving as well.
Wow, that's something that I'm truly personally passionate about too, because I've realized that anything that I'm successful in, I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, at least from my own experience, I feel like 70% is the mindset. And I spent time to sit and plan and think and really analyze what do I want and envision exactly what I want before I start taking steps. And if I can't envision it clearly, if it's a little foggy, then that's usually my indication that I'm not on the right path. I should maybe hold off things. And sometimes it's kind of frustrating. And I think, you know, others might be experiencing this, and I'm asking from a personal perspective. You know, sometimes I feel like the answers to the questions that I want to get aren't coming as fast as they should. What advice do you have when we're struggling with something? You know, I have to make a decision on a particular project, and I'm just really not like sitting right on the decision. I just keep back and forth. I would love your thoughts on, you know, what advice you have.
And this is, you know, this is not just your experience. I mean, I've lived it, and my clients that I work with almost on a daily basis are in a similar predicament situation as well. It's very human, you know, that sort of a quandary or conundrum. So basically, the most important thing for us to really understand and confront is, what is it that I truly want? And what are my fears? What's holding me back? And a lot of that indecisiveness comes from because we're really not ready to claim what our dreams and desires are. We're not ready to step up or come out of the closet or put in the work. It's not easy. To chase your dreams is never easy. So maybe we're not ready for it. And there could also be certain inhibitions, fears imagined, or very tangible real life situations which sort of act as a barrier. So it's first thing you need to do is really put all of that in perspective.
And when you're mentoring, do you sort of help your clients, you walk them through this process and you just sort of hold their hands through it? Is that how it works?
It's very collaborative. I am there to be their partner, their guide, their coach, you know, and we figure it out together. And I basically ask them what I would like to think are helpful questions, the right questions, which take them forward in this journey of self-exploration. I'm not going to come in like a magician and solve their problems because, you know, who am I and what the heck do I know? But it is that partnership, and it is for them to maybe remove some veils, some illusions or delusions that they have about their life or situation, and to look at it with a more accurate and fresh and new perspective.
I love that. I love that. Let's talk a little bit about women's leadership. You know, you're an advocate for women, and, you know, women, I feel like leadership is an important topic when it comes to women. And especially, you know, I've been in the tech space as well. And I do still see that there's not enough women in the tech industry. especially leadership roles. I would love to hear more about, you know, just in general, when it comes to leadership, how do you advocate? What exactly do you do when it comes to women's leadership?
Yeah. And my own journey has been fraught with me needing to prove myself over and over and over again, right? And that wasn't as much about me as it is about the mindset, and if I may say so, the corporate American mindset or the corporate global mindset even. As a woman, it is assumed that you probably are good at what you do. You know, you're competent, you can be trusted, etc., etc. However, leadership is not something that is instinctively attributed to you, and you need to prove yourself. The same situation or logistics, unfortunately, do not apply to the men folk. So I think, you know, as mothers, as homemakers, as sisters, companions, community members, I think we've all experienced and lived that bias in so many different facets of our life where we have respect, but we're really not seen as a leader. And that has to be sort of, you need to, you know, claim that for yourself. You need to put in the work and make it happen. And to me, and I guess to so many of us, right, it's going to resonate in these times, that is a mindset. It is just something that we have been trudging along with us for eons and eons, all these stereotypes and, you know, gender roles and societal norms, etc. So my journey is about challenging almost all of them. And why women's leadership? Well, because that's personal to me. That's the story that I've lived. So that's my biggest truth and therefore my biggest passion as well.
Wow, that's amazing. Let's talk a little bit about content creation, because you have so much wisdom and experience in so many things, right? Like, yeah, especially being in a corporate setting where you're dealing with proving yourself constantly. How did you decide what type of content to create to really connect with your followers, to connect with the community and build the community? Because when you're multi-talented and have so much experience, I'm assuming that it would be really hard to narrow down even, you know, okay, I'm passionate about personal development and the mindset and how we think and so on, but then I've got this, you know, real world corporate experience. Like, what was that like for you to make that decision and stick with it?
You know, Maria, I've always been on the introvert side of, you know, the personality spectrum. And just spending time ruminating, being with my own thoughts, reflecting on life has just been, you know, what I do as a hobby for creativity. And in 2018, some things in life did not work out in a major way. I hit a personal professional low. And it was my son, two sons, and my husband who actually baited me and said that, you know, you've been teaching these self-development workshops for years and years, and you inspire other people to step up and take responsibility for their life and life journey. When are you going to do it for yourself? And trust me, I had no clue what blogging meant. I mean, I was just getting introduced to this word in my vocabulary and that it was a thing. So it was terrifying for me to put myself out there. However, what really motivated me was not the attention. In fact, the attention was terrifying. It made me feel extremely vulnerable. But this desire, this intention to express, to communicate, to connect, that's what, you know, really got me, kept me committed. And to your question that with so many different themes, where did I focus on? Well, just my own life experiences. As authentic as possible, because, you know, it's authenticity is also the simplest path, because you don't have to make up and conjure things, which is just so time and energy consuming. So whatever is playing out in my own life, lessons I'm learning, experiences I'm having that are opening a new way of thinking to me or teaching me something new, right? So just sharing those experiences and learnings and how they were helping me, I started putting that out on social media. And trust you me, I was the most shocked when it actually started connecting and resonating with other people, mostly women. And, you know, as they say, one thing led to the next and so on.
That's incredible. And it's so inspiring. You know, I've had the show for almost 2 years now, my radio show. But I got to admit, you know, and I'm sure my listeners already know, I have a 2-year-old. So the 2-year-old really took up all of my time away from social media in a sense the last 2 years. And I haven't been as active as I should be. But every time I want to start being out there and promoting and you know, just promoting the way I think and being an entrepreneur and sharing my thoughts, I get stuck on that. And I like that you said you have to look at what's blocking you, because I haven't had the time to look at what is exactly blocking me. You know, and I think being also a marketing expert, I overthink and overanalyze. I'm data driven, and I start thinking, wait, I have to figure out my niche. I have to focus on one topic. I can't be all over the place. I don't want to, you know, even though my life is in the sense that I'm all over the place, I don't want to come off that way. And so I start really just putting all these blocks to not do it. And I would love your thought in terms of, you know, what are one or two steps I could take to overcome that?
Well, there's nothing like, you know, just making a start. That is the first thing. And I'll tell you what, Maria, that when I began as well, content creation for sure, and so many other projects in life, right? The end goal, while I do this or have done this professionally for so many years, right? The vision setting, the end game, the objectives that are desired, etc. So while it is good to ask yourself where you want to go, there has to be a level of just being organic and letting things play out and leave room for adaptation and change, you know, as you keep moving on one step to the next. And one thing that my husband said to me, I tell you, it has been such a resounding truth and also a learning moment in my life. So what he said is that when lightning starts, when it originates in the sky, it has no idea where the path it's going to chart or where it's going to end up, but it makes its own path. So you just focus on your mobility, your momentum in making that concentrated, conscious, committed effort day to day, and the value that you seek to provide. Like, your content needs to be meaningful. If you can't exactly figure out your niche, it's okay. But is there some value to it? Or is it just like, oh my gosh, I just wasted 30 seconds there, you know, for the user, for the
listener. You know what? I'm going to keep that lighting, you know, in my mind, because you're right. It doesn't have a plan when it goes. It doesn't have a strategic step-by-step. And what I'm trying to do is sort of come up with this strategic, you know, I have like the calendars and then the themes. And then every time I come to do it, I'm just like, I don't feel like doing this. This is too, like, it's just too much work. That's how I feel at the end of the day. And I mean, I love helping women, especially because, you know, there were times in my 20s and 30s where I wish that there were women like me that I could speak to. And you know, motherhood was very important to me, and juggling the two was always a challenge. And back then, you know, there was no really social media for us to follow anybody. I remember, you know, having, you know, like, these aspiring women in magazines and TV interviews. That was all the access to them I had. So tell me a little bit about how are you, you know, on top of creating the content and sharing this valuable, really not just experience, but the know-how as to how people can shift their mindsets and be able to accomplish the things that they're doing. How else can people learn from you?
Well, yes, like you said, they can follow my social media and, you know, just maybe relate with me. I'm not going to say that you learn so much, no, but connect with me, connect with my life, my journey, my experiences. And maybe some of that will resonate with you, and we shall, you know, continue and grow together, together in partnership. And I do conduct group sessions. I have mindset mentoring group classes. Yes, and I'm very excited. I'm going to actually be starting a couple of them in the new year because I guess every day is an opportunity to be a better and newer version of yourself. But I think that's especially, rings true. And there's just that whole vibe with the new year turning of the calendar. So I welcome you. Come join my group batches. I also work one-on-one with clients. And then on the corporate side and organizational side, I partner with organizations and I'm brought in through their HR or, through the corporate setup then to work with the team members there.
Share that a little bit more, please, because not just the government sector, but also the corporate sector, I've noticed that needs this more than ever nowadays. Mindset, they're taking mindset very serious, the health, the mental health of their employees very serious. So share a little bit about that. If a corporation or a government sector is interested in working with you, how would that process work?
Well, first let's get into why they should consider working with any mindset mentor, of course me. But why should they explore this facet at all? Well, any organization, Maria, and you will know this from personal experience and just out there, it's a well-known fact that the first key of corporate success is relationship building and communication to be a trusted partner, right? It's people and process, both hand in hand, and maybe people even above process, which are extremely valuable, important, essential, right, as an asset to an organization. So how are we then developing this workforce and the resources, our resources to develop them from a relationship standpoint, from effectively being able to partner and work with one another, right? Obviously, there's bias that comes into play. Maybe it's a new team. You really haven't worked with a colleague before. And these are not techniques that we are taught either at home or at school. How to effectively communicate, how to build relationship, how to grow trust. You don't know that, right? You've not been taught that yet. Enter the workforce, and every 6 months or 12 months, you will be graded and appraised on those qualities, right? So it is extremely essential to have a productive, well-synergized workforce. So that's your value statement there. And the way I approach this is, firstly, I like to meet with the leadership and understand what their challenges are, what their goals are. Where is that team or that organization, in different aspects currently? As a team, what state are the individuals? How long have they been working together? What are their functional attributes? What are they good at together as a team, right? What their barriers are or their growth areas might be. So I do an as-is assessment and understand where things are, understand what the future roadmap is, where we need to get to, what the blockers are and what the advantages are. And then using all of that, I design a series of workshops, which are extremely interactive. So it's not just me coming and doing a lot of blah, 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 talking myself dry, right? It is about hearing their experiences and really doing a lot of interactive sessions where they have an opportunity to express and bond and solution together as a team. And the end game is that eventually that partnership and collective solutioning translates back into their work life beyond the workshops.
That's amazing. I love that you're customizing in a sense, right? Because you're most mentors and coaches that I've seen, at least when I was in the corporate setting, they would just come and just talk the same thing over and over. And it was just, you could tell, that it's not really customized to our needs. Naviksha, I wish we had more time. I do want to bring you back on the show though, again, because I want to dive deeper into just some steps that the listeners could take on just setting their mindset and getting ready for the new year. Where can our listeners, in the meantime, where can they get a hold of you, contact you if they're interested to work with you?
Thank you. I love that question. So I'm very excited to be launching my website. Woohoo! Well, shortly, hopefully by the time this show airs, so I can be found on naviksha.com. And on LinkedIn, I am available as Naviksha Baga and Instagram as Naviksha 108.
Amazing. Thank you so much for your time. And it's been a blast talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Maria. I had a great time and happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.